Elizabeth Elliot says, "I realize that I don't spend nearly enough time praising God. I think hymns are a wonderful help. So let me just make that tiny suggestion that you begin your day with thanking the Lord." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor, Keep a Quiet Heart, and Discipline the Glad Surrender. Helping you face your journey with joy today, here's your friend, Elizabeth.
You are loved with an everlasting love. This is God's word to us. He loves us, and underneath are His everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about a particular aspect of a mother's prayer time. We spoke yesterday about a mother's fears and about fear of the future in general, how strong a temptation it is for most of us to fear the future. And if you have a wild imagination, to imagine all sorts of things, terrible things, horrible things, that could happen. But we're not supposed to live that way, are we? We who know the one who holds the future ought to be at peace, to be able to have stillness and quietness for at least a little space in each day, our prayer time. My father used to say, "We do not know what the future holds, but we do know who holds the future." I've heard that quotation many, many times from other people, but I believe that my father was the one who wrote that. At any rate, it's true, isn't it? We don't know what the future holds, but we do know the one who holds the future. Do you know how much I love hymns? I've spoken many times of the blessing, the tremendous shaping of my spiritual life that hymns have had, and I am indebted to my parents for having taught us hymns. One of the most beautiful and one of my favorites is by Katharina von Schlegel, "Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, He faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as He has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul. The waves and winds still know His voice, who ruled them while He dwelt below. Be still, my soul. The hour is hastening on when we shall be forever with the Lord, when disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow forgot, love's purest joys restored. Be still, my soul. When change and tears are past, all safe and blessed, we shall meet at last." I have a letter here from a lady named Shirley. "Thank you for your encouraging and inspiring talks. I homeschool all my children," and she gives me their ages, quite young, and also I'm pregnant with my fifth child. "I especially like it when you talk about your daughter Valerie, her references to homeschooling, housekeeping, and child rearing. It's refreshing to hear your awed attitude toward your daughter and her pursuits. My mother has particularly resisted my efforts, and it makes it very difficult. It's a tough job, and there's no way I could do this if I didn't know I was responding to the calling of God in my life in regard to my children. With very little outside support, out of necessity, I draw my strength from God each morning at 4 a.m. When I don't, I'm sorely chastised, and I drop into bed at night and am thankful for the next day. I mention this because with discipline, you can rise early, even if you are raising several young children. I was not a disciplined teenager and slept all morning if I could, and later, in our early marriage, was not a morning person. But now the day is so much better when my spirit has been uplifted, refreshed, and I feel so much better knowing the power of the Holy Spirit has been released to work in my children's lives and the nation, if the Spirit so desires. This woman understands that one woman's obedience, even one woman's hidden obedience, may have a far more widespread effect than that woman could ever dream. She says this whole process of change hasn't happened overnight, but with continued persistence, I was and still am making little gains step by step. Prayer time is essential for a mother, for a father, for a son, a daughter, a grandmother, a single person. All of us need God. All of us need to arrange with great care and faithfulness a little space of time to be quiet, to be still, to calm our souls in the presence of God. I have another musing here from my single friend, Liz, on the subject of motherhood. Liz is a single woman who longs for motherhood, but she has rather unusual discernment. I'll read you what she says. Now that my mom is spending the winter in her home that my dad built for her, wasn't that nice, in Florida, my phone bill is terrible. But boy, this conversation I'll never likely forget. I was trying to explain to her, in my sometimes unexplainable way, about how I was feeling with regards to not being a mother. We talked about how I feel sometimes when I'm with my sisters and their small children, how left out I feel and how overwhelming from a distance the whole concept of motherhood appears to be from my single state. And then she explained what motherhood was to her. Isn't it overwhelming to think that these fresh, innocent little people come from your body and that they have eternal souls? That's just eerie, I said. Well, she said, you just keep reminding yourself that all that is happening and all that you are is an instrument that God uses for a while. He uses your body, your time, your emotions, your energy. It's never really any of your doing. You simply grow to realize that God is using you and your womb to carry out his plan. With that in mind, it makes sense to me now why I've not yet experienced motherhood. It's because God has not chosen to use me in that capacity. And as always, bending to the ruler of mountain and sea, stars and nations, who will challenge his reasons? I want to do everything that I can to help you to cherish children. You listeners, fathers, mothers, caretakers of little children, teachers, aunts, uncles, grandmothers. What a precious gift. What a necessity that we pray for them, that we set aside that quiet time. Liz, my single friend, is one who is, as it were, peering in the window from the outside. Some mothers may be listening who, though they would probably not dream of speaking such a thought aloud, actually feel a twinge of wistful envy for the single woman now and then. What freedom she enjoys. What unlimited options. What peace and quiet. But I want to encourage you to remember that there can be stillness in your soul. Married or single. Be still, my soul. Thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. God takes upon himself to lead us, to guide us, to enable us to grow in spirituality, in holiness, in likeness to his Son. But he expects our cooperation. He expects us to do something about it. You know, I've often noticed God never washes my dishes. God never cleans my bedroom. God doesn't do the dusting. And God does not write my books. I have to do it. God has arranged a world in which we have to cooperate with Him. We have to put ourselves at His disposal, put ourselves in harmony with His purposes. And surely, one of the most important things that you and I can do to put ourselves in harmony with God's purposes is to set aside a time of stillness. Stillness is the lack of physical movement. Quietness is the absence of noise. We need both, don't we? Have you ever practiced just simply sitting in a chair, your hands perhaps open in your lap, not moving a muscle? Many of us have a hard time doing that. Many of us are in perpetual motion. But I love that hymn, "Be still, my soul." I'm, as it were, taking my soul by the scruff of the neck and commanding my soul to just calm down. Go into a closet if necessary. Go and sit in the car if necessary, the only quiet place you can find. Take a walk, but be still before God. There's too much noise in the world, too many words, too much talk, too much sitting like a couch potato, watching something that you're not going to remember anything about except perhaps the worst parts that you wish you could forget. Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Isn't that a comfort? The Lord is on my side. He'll help me. May God give us grace and strength and willingness to be still.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.